knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Bob Dylan, Knocking on Heaven's Door. As you must have felt you were. At the time,
as
maybe you were in
quite
heaven.
Often did was yeah. We wandered over the moors in certain states. Yeah.
Okay, just let me explain to anyone who's just like twiddling with their dials, what you've found out there in Radio Land is Phoenix FM 96.7. We're also on www.phoenixfm.co.uk, sitting in the bowels of Dean Clough Mill in Halifax. My name's Dave Boardman. This is the Coffee Culture Show. We do it every morning. I do a show every Thursday morning. And in the studio here, we've got Patsy Skeet and Chris Radcliffe from Hebden Bridge. We're talking about this of the history of Hebden Bridge and
in the 70s,
mainly in the 70s,
and how it affected things.
Absolutely, yeah. And we've talked about this of some of the politics of people, some of this of the housing arrangements. And you were already a single parent or a young parent.
Well, I became one soon after getting here, to be honest. I was actually a young early teenage bride, and I'm afraid rather naively came to live in this hippie community thinking I'd stay married for the rest of my life. And without going into details, it took about 4 months for that dream to end.
And so the permissive society,
I'm afraid,
not just a myth.
It is, yeah.
No, we enjoyed ourselves.
Left London and found actually the wildlife in Yorkshire, believe it or not. So I was to become a single parent, yeah. Uh-huh. But the good thing really here was that even when I was married, we didn't have much family support down south. Yeah. And really what I found was a very sort of supportive group of people that helped me with childcare. And we formed our creche.
Right, yeah. The
we formed a fabulous creche.
I had a daughter as well who came and stayed with me quite regularly. And
We did everything for nothing, you see. You can make a lot of things happen if you do it for nothing and live on the dole, which is what we were doing.
The way the creche was organised was we had about 20, 25 adults and we had about 15 children, and we worked out a rota so that there were three or four adults with the 15 children every day.
Every single day.
And we used to go around.
And you got the rest of the week off.
So you got to have kids.
You had your day.
No, you didn't have to have kids
you did get two.
You looked after them.
If you wanted them, you had
for one day a week from 10 till about 4.
And a lot of support.
But there were some members of our community who didn't have any kind of biological children, but, wanted to help out on the creche. And it would be in different people's houses. We'd go out and
to the park and
trips and things like
picnics
that.
Picnics.
It sounds great for the kids.
Well, the children still really strongly relate to each other. They're in their 30s. Some of them are like 38 now. And there's still really strong feelings about each other, even if they haven't seen each other for years. They really relate to each other like brothers and sisters, really.
Sounds excellent. And again, all communal.
And no money involved.
Yeah, and no regulations.
And I don't suppose there was a lot of money around.
Well, no. And that's how you make things.
We were on the dole. We might have done the odd market stall, selling a few crafts and things. I used to make crocheted hats, which half of Hebden at one point we'd be wearing.
We'd go over to Manchester.
The hippie hat that we started off with.
Yeah, that's right. We'd go and busk in York and Manchester and places.
But what's interesting now, of course, is that while we were all on the dole in the 70s, by the time the 80s came and the real recession started, we were in work, and many of us have gone on to be be members of the community and put in our
Years working for nothing, but in the end thought, oh god, I can't actually keep bringing these children up on nothing. And so most of us went and got ourselves an education eventually.
Right.
And sort of joined sort of the mainstream society
I'd already got a degree. I did a teacher's training course.
Right. So and education seems to play a large part in what was going on. You just said you obviously had some education beforehand anyway.
I didn't. I went and did O-levels, A-levels and went and got a degree with the two kids,
Fantastic. But, and quite brilliantly as well, didn't you?
Can I ask what you did a degree in?
French and Spanish.
Oh, right.
Yeah, in the hope to actually go and live somewhere else, but I'm still in Hebden Bridge.
It is, it does suck you in. It's a bit like quicksand, isn't it? You get your feet in Hebden Bridge, you can't pull them out.
The thing is, it's such a distinctive, special community. It's very difficult to find anywhere that could live up to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You do tend to come back.
Yes.
It's the beauty of the place as well. It's so stunning.
So it's still great. I mean,
especially in May.
People talk about the changes. As I say, I mean, you were on the Dole. Lots of people were on the Dole. You didn't have to be a hippie
to be on the Dole in the 70s.
In the 70s, it was mainly the off-comers who were mm-hmm. on the Dole, and that was noted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was in the 80s when the recession started that... Mm-hmm. The local people were more...
Yeah, and the mills closed, yeah.
Oh, I'm from Liverpool. We had it in the 70s, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
But the world's different now. As I say, partly you grow up a bit, partly the job market changes.
It did.
Yeah, and the jobs are out there, and the education.
Yeah, and it became very hard to make alternative things really happen anymore. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like you had to go and get the education and bring it back to that situation in order to make things happen now.
Yes, because while you were sort of looking to the future, people in other parts of the country were going out and voting for Mrs. Thatcher.
That's right, exactly. That's what
happened.
Tragedy, things changed. So.
Yes. Of course, we're totally non-political on this radio show, so I won't say anything.
What is interesting is that, we were a group of outsiders, mostly mm-hmm. welcomed. There's certain... without being too political, Tory councillors who's still in power, and I won't mention Richard Marshall, who wanted us to go back where we came from. I mean, I can hear him saying that at we had a public meeting at over the top of the Hole in the Wall, but most people, were either tolerant or even welcomed us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that we were a set of outsiders that came in, we're now an established, integrated part of the community. And, when people are making noises about people coming uh-huh. from different areas again, they should bear in mind that there may actually be the future there.
Yes. And you're now such an established part of the community. You're running the Hebden Bridge Web, Chris.
Right. Well, I've always tried to keep ahead and do new things. So when we got interested in, the internet came along, we started the first community website in the country, and that
I didn't realize it's another first for Hebden Bridge.
Yeah, absolutely. And it started in 95, and and thanks to the wonderful support it has from the people in the area, it's become a thriving website.
And I do this show every Thursday morning. I always check the web before coming up, so we can help relate some of the goings on from Hebden Bridge.
Yeah, well, feed us stuff in as well, because we rely on people telling us things.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Pat is just handing me a CD. Is this
just looking for a female voice?
A female voice.
Just wondering about 99 Red Balloons.
I'll tell you, I was just going to play No Woman, No Cry. We've only got a few minutes to go. No Woman, No Cry, obviously, is about a woman, but with a male voice. But let's see if we can play this one instead. In fact, the timing is just about right, because this should take us just up to the news.
Okay.
So it's been really interesting talking to both of you.
Thank you, Dave. Really enjoyed it.
Been nice talking to you, actually.
I think we can make a series out of this.
I mean, there are other people that would, if we got on board as well.
We'd talk about such different aspects. Only got our own.
Put a different shine on things.
Yeah. And of course, you were against war.
Totally.
And what have you.
Give peace a chance.
And still are.
Yeah. And if the technology's been playing up a bit this morning, which we were struggling with the news earlier on. We just about got it in time.
We were there at Greenham Common.
Yeah. Yes. It's always Viv who'll be in sort of soon. My Greenham Common, my support for Greenham Common was looking after the kids while she went.
Well done.
Yeah, that's right.
did my bit. Anyway, this is 99 Red Balloons by Nina. Thanks a lot, the parents.
Thank you. Yeah. Toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. Till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message. Something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99.